At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
This is natural football. If you're making a desperate attempt to block the ball with your feet and your body, your hand is going to move at times. And that's never a penalty. Like, never. I'm so disappointed in you.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Balls Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby.
Never stop competing.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, we hear from the new Ireland assistant coach, Andrew Goodman, ahead of the Emerging Ireland Tour of South Africa, news of how you can watch those three games next month, and Ulster add an extra body to their own touring party to South Africa. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up to date, the Emerging Ireland squad gathered for the first time ahead of their three-match tour of South Africa, as well as the first chance for players to stake their claim in a green jersey. It's Andrew Goodman's first involvement with Ireland. The new backs coach has arrived on the international setup from Leinster and will work under Simon Easterby in the coming weeks. Goodman says this week is a huge opportunity for the travelling squad.
Oh, it's an opportunity for a lot of guys. We want to build depth and positions. We want to have competition in positions. So, as you've seen from the last tour, a number of guys have come on to play for Ireland. I think it was almost 50 caps or so. I saw the stat was around guys that played in the Emerging Ireland tour last time to go on and represent Ireland. So we want guys to have that opportunity. We want to see them in our structures and the way we play and how they learn everything, especially for a new coach like myself to meet all these guys from the other provinces that I haven't had a chance to get alongside yet.
And Goodman says it's a big proving ground for players that they've gathered.
Yeah, I suppose the great team thing around being together and here for the 3 days and then being on tour, you get a lot more time than you say what it generally week to week in, with your provinces. You get a lot more time for little conversations and time around the computer, walkthroughs, all that little bit of stuff. So, yeah, obviously there'll be a few big rocks that we really drive, but we want to try and really push the boys and see how they cope with the amount of information they get given in a short amount of time. Because when it comes to test windows, for example, in November, it's going to be the same. We're going to have a two-week build-in into playing the All Blacks. So it's important we see how these guys come in and respond to that.
The first game of that Emerging Ireland tour comes a week from today against the Pumas. 4 days later, they take on Western Force, and then on Wednesday, October 9th, they play the Cheetahs. And the IRFU announced today that they will be streaming those games live on their newly launched Irish Rugby Plus service, produced by WeStream, a company based out of Mitchelstown in Cork, whose background is live streaming county GAA fixtures. Irish Rugby Plus will screen the Emerging Ireland fixtures for free. On top of that, they'll screen a number of Energia All-Ireland League fixtures, beginning with Saturday's meeting of Blackrock Women and UL Bows. The first men's league fixture to be screened on Irish Rugby Plus will be the October 26th clash of Ballinahinch and Gary Owen. Another team heading to South Africa, of course, are Ulster. They've back-to-back games with the Emirates Lions and Vodacom Bulls there in the URC. Amidst an injury crisis, Richie Murphy has added some provincial experience to his front row for that excursion. Tadhg McIlroy, who spent last season at Connacht and previously had spells with Leinster, Saracens and Bristol, among others, will link up with Ulster as short-term injury cover. After returning to full training this week, John Cooney is included in that 30-man travelling party. Rugby facilities will benefit to the tune of just under €10 million as part of the government's Community Sport Facilities Fund. The monies were formerly described as sports capital grants. That money will go to fund 76 different projects throughout the country, with the bulk of those projects centred around pitch improvements. The Wallabies will be without Max Jorgensen for Saturday's Rugby Championship meeting with the All Blacks in Wellington. He missed out on last week's defeat in Sydney through illness and has failed to recover in time for the second leg of their Bledisloe Cup encounter. 21-year-old winger Darby Lancaster will link up with Joe Schmidt's squad instead. Lancaster has one cap to his name so far, playing the full 80 minutes of July's victory over Georgia. Finally, the French Rugby Federation is suing former kit manufacturer Le Coq Sportif. Recently, the FFR announced a four-year deal with Adidas to supply Les Bleus with their gear. FFR president Florian Greil revealed last week that they're owed €5.3 million by Le Coq Sportif in sponsorship contracts, unpaid royalties and late payment interest. He's called for the famous French brand to enter receivership, a move, as you might imagine, not kindly met by Le Coq Sportif bosses. Their directors have been summoned before the Paris Commercial Court this Friday. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.